Welcome to the Top of the Morning Show. It's your girl TT from the DTGIF, everybody. It is Friday morning. Oh yes, Lord God, it is a beautiful day. I am actually on the go this morning and I am super excited about this weekend that's coming forth. I hope that everybody has a great weekend. And the D, we are excited to be hosting for the first time the NFL draft. Yeah, for the first time. I believe it was done once before, and that's a long time ago. I think when I was either a little girl or before I was born. That's how long ago. And baby, I'm a little bit older than most, a little bit seasoned than most. So we're excited here in Detroit. We have some amazing people out. There was some people that was drafted yesterday. And amazing and just awesome. Exciting. It's an exciting time for us here in the D. And to be alive and seeing so much history manifest and change is just everything. So I am hoping that whatever it is that you guys are off to or getting ready to do, whether you're here for the D, the draft, or if you are heading to the D for the draft, or even if you're nowhere near the draft, you're nowhere near the D, I hope that whatever you're doing and wherever you're going, that you get there safe and Godspeed, that you're ascending and descending, or your train ride, or your bicycle ride, or your walk, or your boat ride, whatever that looks like for you, I request that it is smooth sailing. This morning, we're going to talk about Free Flow Friday. There's a lot of activities going on as we are preparing for a beautiful summer. I'm going to predict that it's going to be a beautiful summer, everybody. I'm predicting it's going to be a beautiful summer. I just want you to remember to continue to plant seeds, not just the seeds in the soil to see fruits and vegetables, but seeds in your own life. Plant seeds for your business. You've been wanting to do things. I had the pleasure of being in the salon yesterday, and I was listening to this young lady talk about how she was getting ready to just really focus on her business because she, you know, in life she's been getting sidetracked. And I said, ain't that the story for most people? We have all these gifts that God gives us and we yet don't really know how to allow them to work for us a lot of times. And it's like, you know, for it to work for us, we have to work for it. Right, we have to do what we need to do in order to make sure that we are on task. So whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, you want to do, you've been planning to do, and maybe you've been nervous, maybe you've been afraid, maybe you didn't think this was the time, maybe you said I'll put it off and I'll do it next year, or you know, I don't really have time for that because I got to focus on this, so I'll put that to the back burner. Well, what if tomorrow doesn't come? Right, what if the opportunity is now? What if the world, what if we are waiting for your invention? What if we are waiting for you to be the next leader? We don't know who we rub elbows with every day. And sometimes we think we do. But I'm not just talking about surface know them. Like, oh yeah, that's Jack. Oh yeah, that's Chrissy. Oh, that's Jeff. Oh yeah, that's Tom. No. Like, we don't know the greatness that sits dormant a lot of times inside of us because we're so busy with everyday lives, our 9-to-5s. If you have one and you are not able to focus on that dream, that vision, that goal, because people have told you, oh, you better let go of that hobby. And it's like, okay, how do you know that's a hobby? You don't know it's a hobby, right? You're looking at it like, yeah, it's a hobby, TT. Is it? Is it really a hobby? You won't know until you really just spread your wings. I think the time is now to be able to stand and just say, you know what? I'm going to take flight. I'm going to stand right here on this curve and I'm going to take flight. Who's going to stop you? Who is going to tell you truly that you can't do that outside of the people who don't believe in themselves or the people who don't want to see you win? I don't believe I've ever looked at someone who had a goal or a dream and said, Well, you better not do that. That doesn't make any sense. Now, I can say, and I will be honest, there's times when people I know have said, I'm about to leap on faith. I'm about to step out here and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And because I have never taken the time to really step out there on faith and say, I'm going to just do this in such a big way where I'm walking away from everything that I know as far as my 9-to-5 and just say, I'm going to just go full throttle. The time is going to come. I really, really believe the time is going to come. Is it today? No. Is it coming? Yes. Am I preparing for it? I'm trying because I believe it's going to come. My husband told me it's going to come. He said, and TT, when it comes, you just got to do it. The opportunities will come. You just got to stand on faith. And sometimes things I've done, I'm like, oh, I don't know. And I just got to rock out on faith. I got some very, very important things coming up in a matter of a few months. And it's really going to require me to really, really step out there on that faith. And I'm ready. I'm like, listen, nothing beats a failure but a try. And if I don't try, I'll never know if I could be successful, if I would have been successful. And that's what I want to tell you. Until you decide to just do it, you too won't know if you'll be successful. So on this Free Flow Friday, I want to remind you as we're heading into a beautiful summer, because I'm going to predict that you're going to have a wonderful summer too. Leap on faith. Stand on faith. Rock on faith. Jump out there and just do it. You know, there's all these cliches going around and they sound so cute. Just do it afraid. Do it unapologetically. It sounds good. But I'm like, yeah, that's right. Do it afraid. Do it unapologetic. Don't do it with apologies lined up, stored up like I'm going to apologize. I got this one worked out just in case it doesn't work. No. No, it's going to work. You got to believe, friend. Sis, you got to believe. Bro, you got to believe. Young lady, you got to believe. Young man, you got to believe. Queen, you gotta believe. King, you gotta believe. Oh my God, God got so much stored up for us, it's unbelievable. He's ready to blow our minds. Are you ready to receive what he has? Because I promise you, if you leap on faith, if you take that opportunity, you're gonna say, wow, I wish I would have done this sooner. But that's okay. Today is a new day. Tomorrow is not promised. So just do it. Well, that's all I got for you on this fabulous, terrific Friday as I get ready to head to the airport and take flight. I'm going to have a wonderful flight to and from the beautiful ATL, baby. Dreams are made and accomplished in the ATL. And I'm going to go after something that's going to help my dreams become even bigger and brighter. It's your girl TT from the D, and I'll see you soon.